Welcome to the Devotional Toddcast, hosted by Pastor Todd Walker and Crossroads Church in Littleton, New Hampshire.
So, have you ever been homesick? And I don't mean homesick. I don't mean sick. Sickness keeps you at home. I mean, are you homesick? Are you sick for home? Now, I need someone or everyone to sort of hum some sad music. Can anyone do that? Some melancholy music. I just need a little bit of dramatic. Can I, anybody? Nobody? I need you to hum it though. Because what? Esther Lee. On the spot. What'd you think of? I just need you to hum some melancholy music. Because I'm about to share kind of a sad story. All right. Well, I don't need you to hum. I'll just share the sad story. But I want you to picture sad music, okay? Yes, play a violin in your head. Because in college, I used to get homesick.
Seriously?
I did. No, I did. I used to get homesick. Now, I only went to college two blocks down the road. But I still got homesick because I missed my mommy. Now, picture the sad music, okay? I miss my mommy. I'm homesick at college. And here's the reason why. Nobody at my dorm would do my laundry. Nobody made me homemade lasagna. And so I was homesick for my mommy. And sad story over. But I'm going to call tonight's lesson Spiritually Homesick, okay? Now, everybody loves a good vacation, right? Everybody, at the proper time, needs a good vacation. Or if you're British, you call it a holiday. That's what they call it in England, a holiday. Now, let me ask you a question. What is your vacation dream destination? Now, you can either give me a very specific place, or I'm going to give you some multiple choice questions. You could just answer which one's the closest to your answer, okay? Does anyone have a specific place first? Go ahead, Esther Lee.
Scotland.
Have you been to Scotland?
No.
Okay, that's your dream destination.
Yeah.
Helen?
She stole my destination.
Scott, we got to go together then. This is easy. Oh, not going with you? Elizabeth, what's your dream destination?
Greece.
Okay, hey, we had Mediterranean food tonight. She's inspired.
Yeah.
I saw a hand over here.
I'm going to Scotland.
Scotland, okay.
I also want to go to Nepal
and Scotland. Are they close to each other?
No.
Okay.
My name is Esther Lee.
There we go. Apparently we have a sponsored trip now. So we'll have a sign-up sheet on Sunday. You guys are like Statler and Waldorf from the Muppets. You guys remember those guys? Right here. Go ahead, Sarah. Where would you go?
Japan.
Why Japan?
Because it's awesome.
Nice.
And they have great food.
They do have good food.
And I just want to say thank you in Japanese.
Let's say it.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Oh.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And I just heard it. All right. Go ahead, Carver. I don't want to cut anybody off. Carver, where would you go?
Tennessee.
Really? Tennessee. Why Tennessee? Oh, they have good caves in Tennessee. I have heard that. Who had a hand up?
Me.
Cynthia.
So, for real, in 2025, when I turn 70, yes, I'm going to Italy and Greece.
Nice.
With my sister.
Oh, with my mom had her hand up.
All right.
On a cruise. Beautiful. Man, I got you guys in a vacation state of mind, didn't I?
Yeah.
Now, let's answer the multiple, just humor me, the multiple choice question is, just pick the one that applies to you best. Your dream destination for vacation. Number one, somewhere tropical. Any tropical? Somewhere tropical? How about this one? Somewhere isolated. Just off the grid a little bit. You're already isolated. He lives off the grid anyways. How about somewhere fun? Just somewhere blessed. Somewhere adventurous.
Barbados.
Somewhere overseas. Just need to get off out of America for a little while. Somewhere brand new. Somewhere you haven't been before. Or number six, home. Yeah, that's a real thing now today.
Which home? Yeah, like what are
you have more than one home?
Well, like, are you talking like childhood home, or are you talking like?
Oh, okay.
Are you talking, like,
well,
home?
I'm talking about the home you live in now.
Oh, okay.
Staycation. Thank you. Yes.
Hotel.
Okay, so let's.
Not where we are.
Who says somewhere tropical? Let's see our tropical people. All right, we have two. Somewhere isolated. Let's see our isolated people. Yeah, that makes sense with that table over there. There's only. Isolated. Are we all going together? Because you're not isolated then. How about somewhere fun, somewhere adventurous? All right. Okay, we got Statler and Waldorf on the zip line over there. They're on the zip line. How about somewhere overseas?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Your hands are going for all of them. How about somewhere brand new? Somewhere you've never been? Just take a chance. All the above. The last one's home. That's going to be tough.
Okay.
Unless home applies to all those things.
No.
Okay.
Not home.
Okay. Well, I am going to be talking about home a little bit tonight. Now, I need you to go back. It's kind of a bad memory, but I need you to go back in your mind during the COVID-19 pandemic, that grisly period of our lives, but we all experienced it together, right?
Yep.
Well, during that pandemic, working from home and even taking vacations at home became quite popular. They did. During that period, people were less likely to risk the stresses of travel, flight delays, cancellations, germs, high costs, and fatigue to go somewhere on vacation. Many people preferred to stay home, stay near home, and just take a break from their normal routine. And yes, they call that Elizabeth already said it, a staycation. Now, I can see the merit in this. I can. I do not like to travel. Does anyone else not really like to travel? Am I the only lame one? Me and Adelaide. And all right. We're going to be lonely when the whole church goes to Scotland and we're still here. Pad? Well, now here's the complexity. I would like to visit some places and see some really cool things, but I always weigh out the risks and the rewards of all the activities that I do. Is anyone else just like that? You just kind of always weigh out the risks and rewards, see which one's worth it. And to me, air travel especially, I just don't think it's worth it these days. I just think it's a big hassle. Air travel to me seems like a huge hassle. Unless something is of uber importance, that's how the kids talk these days, I would rather stay home with my family, generally speaking. And I don't think I can blame my desire to stay home on COVID-19, unfortunately, because I've kind of always been this way. Let me give you a couple examples. When I was in my mid-20s, or my early 20s, my father, my brother, and a couple of friends of ours, remember this, Mom? We flew out to Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. And although we had a blast on that trip, it's a really fun park to go to, I hated the traveling part of it. I did, because we got delayed in Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C. for several hours. And this is a weird part of the story, but it's true. Due to a bad mistake that I made, I ate too much sugarless candy. If you know, you know. And I ended up with one of the worst stomach aches of my entire life, and that was on the same trip. So delayed in the airport, bad stomach ache, horrible. And so if you ask me today, was it worth it visiting Universal Studios, I'd probably have to say it wasn't. It wasn't worth it. I would have enjoyed more avoiding all of that craziness and the freak of bathroom trips to stay at home. Now, how lame am I? That's pretty lame, right? I admit, it's pretty lame. Now, in 2009, Janine and I got married, and we went to Jamaica on our honeymoon. Jamaica. And that was fun. It's fun. It's tropical. You know, they got blue water. They got white sand. And it's a beautiful place to go. But what's interesting is Janine and I have said in a conversation that if we chose a honeymoon destination today, it would likely be somewhere in the States, so as to avoid going through customs and having to deal with all the hassle of air travel. Again, we're pretty lame people. I mean, there's a pattern showing up here. A couple years ago, I had to travel to Iowa, Tracy, to be interviewed by a church. And so I had to take the plane right over. I was going to visit the church, visit my brother and his family who lives right in the area. And although it was great to visit my family, it was great to see where my brother worked and his church. I got to see my nieces and nephews. I really hated that trip. I'm going to be honest. I hated traveling to Iowa back and forth because I actually got very homesick. I was only gone a few days. This is, you know, with my family currently now. I got homesick for my family. And I remember counting the hours for when I could go home. And then when I did go home, I vowed to never fly in an airplane again unless absolutely necessary. That's how bad my trip was. It was just a lot of delays, weather, stuff like that. And so we have proven tonight one thing. Your pastor is lame. And you can't judge me because I just judged myself. I am lame, and I admit it. What's my point here tonight? My point is this. I think being home is awesome. I really do. In fact, I love that the Lord moved our family somewhere amazing, like Littleton, New Hampshire, somewhere other people want to go on vacation, so that we could just live in a vacation paradise like we do now and never have to travel to faraway lands to see the same thing or something maybe even worse. I love that. And if you're like me at all, which it looks like nobody is, what is it so comforting about home? What is it so reassuring about being home? Even after a long day in the office, I love just going home. I'm pretty easy to please. Just let me stay home. And on Sunday, what's interesting is we spoke about this word abide. We talked about abiding, and we mentioned how abiding means also to dwell with. And how, sadly, in the Christian life, we are prone to take many detours away from the one who is our true home, our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know my testimony, I've shared it many times. I am the poster boy for having taken numerous spiritual detours in my life. Now, I mentioned five things on Sunday of spiritual detours. They all started with C, if you remember. And I'm the one who visited common morality for a long time in my life. I'm the one who tried coasting in my life. I'm the one who tried to play the comparison game with my siblings and my friends and everyone in the church. I tried to be content with my previous successes, and I even tried living with a contentious spirit. I took all the detours on Sunday that I told you not to take. Now, that's a problem that I had. I took all those bad detours. But I guess if there's one good thing about that, that happened to your pastor, that your pastor went down all the dangerous paths, is that I can tell you from firsthand experience that these detours are not worth it and will most definitely let you down when you go down them. As soon as you take one of these spiritual detours, if you're loved by God, you will one day begin pining to go back to your Jesus someday. Now, having a traveling state of mind in the physical realm is a fun way to experience life. My sister loves to travel. She'll see as many things as you give her a chance to. My sister loves to travel and does it all the time. And having a traveling state of mind in the physical realm is fun. It's a fun way to live your life. But in the spiritual realm, it can be deadly. It can be dangerous. And Jesus himself commanded us in John 15 to abide in him or to dwell with him. And he meant always. He meant constantly. He meant every day of our lives so that we can bear much fruit for God. And if you read this discourse of Jesus in John 15, you come to a very interesting verse. In John 15, verse 11, this is what it says. Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." Right after he tells us to abide in him, so that we can bear much fruit, he says, it's about your joy being full. In not so many words, Jesus is telling us that our souls belong at home with him. And when we take detours, spiritually speaking, all over the world, we find ourselves disillusioned with those destinations. We become joyless, and we become homesick. Because nobody can satisfy the soul like Jesus can. Is it true? Now, of course, our enemy hates to hear us discussing these truths because the devil has been our spiritual travel agent all our lives, hasn't he? He loves when we take spiritual vacations and visit new places and new concepts and new ideals. The devil loves that. He loves to be able to wow us with showing us new things, things we've never experienced before in the spiritual realm. And he reasons with us that when we take spiritual vacations, which countless people are doing, you know that, right? Countless people are taking these spiritual vacations every year of their lives. He tells us, the devil tells us, that we are in charge on these vacations, that we're autonomous, that we make the rules, and no one can tell us what to do. And that spiritual autonomy is the best destination possible. At least that's what the devil tells us. The devil tells us that Jesus is trying to hold us hostage. By telling us to dwell with him, he's holding us hostage because there's so many great things to experience out there in the spiritual realm, and Jesus is holding us back from that. This is why I believe Jesus called our enemy the father of lies. Because you know this by now, the devil has zero interest in offering you joy, safety, or autonomy. He has every interest in stealing us away from our safe, joy-giving, peace-giving Jesus. And if we haven't learned this lesson the hard way like I did, then perhaps we should just listen to the one who died for us when we were in our sins. Now I'm going to read a larger portion of John 15. We went up to verse 5 on Sunday. I'm going to read verses 7 to 17. John 15, 7 to 17. Jesus says, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you so that you will love one another. Isn't that beautiful? If we listen to the enemy, we'll spend the rest of our lives traveling spiritually, visiting many destinations and detours, as many as possible. But the promise of our Creator is that if we listen to the enemy, we will live both a fruitless life and a joyless life. And then one day we'll experience something we never want to experience, which is eternal homesickness. And Jesus does not want that for us. And if we listen to our Creator, our Savior, our Shepherd, and our God, then we don't ever have to feel homesick. Did you know that? Because we will be content abiding constantly at home with our Jesus. We'll be content abiding by his word, obeying his commandments, fellowshipping with his church, and staying safely tucked inside his eternal refuge. And for a man who spiritually traveled the world like your pastor did, I am very ready and very content to stay at home with my Jesus. And let his will be my will. Let his strength be my strength. Let his wisdom be my wisdom. And let his covenant be my covenant. And that's my encouragement to you tonight. Let's bow in prayer. And let's say to our Lord Jesus tonight, Jesus, please remind us as often as we need it that you alone are the joy giver, the fruit bearer, and our loving Savior. And that home is wherever you are. Please help us abide in you this week and for the remainder of our lives so we could spend the rest of eternity in your loving and protective arms. We thank you for being everything that you promised you would be. And we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Devotional Toddcast. Join us for worship Sunday mornings beginning at 10:30. Learn more about us at crossroadsoflittleton.com. Crossroads Church, seeking to shine the light and love of Jesus in the heart of New England.